Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I want to welcome you to a very special presentation with Elsom Eldridge. He is the author of an incredible book called The Obvious Expert. Now, when Elsom first opened his consulting practice, he did what most other people do. He mailed out promotional brochures to potential customers, then waited for the results to pour in, but they never did. And he ended up losing thousands of dollars on the mailings. Elsom was frustrated. He was confused, but fortunately, he had met a guy named Howard Sessions who specialized in the consulting business and in building consulting practices. And that meeting changed Elsom's life because he learned he needed to position himself as an expert in his field, and he learned exactly how to do it. Now, according to Elsom, everyone is an expert at something. The goal is to expand on that expertise so you can become the obvious experts. And for you HMA consultants, that's exactly what you want to do. So in this interview, you're going to hear Elsom's easy 12-step formula that'll take you from the newbie to expert in less than a year. You'll learn how to use service organizations and clubs to promote your consulting practice. You'll learn some tricks for getting your promotional material into the hands and bookshelves of the decision makers and out of their trash cans. If you follow Elsom's steps, you'll easily be able to grow your consulting business in little or no time with little or no money. Everyone knows you need to promote a business in order to grow it, but if you do it the wrong way, you'll just be spinning your wheels. However, if you become the obvious expert, you'll have more clients to be able to charge higher fees and receive all the referrals you need. So sit back and listen how to become the go-to expert for your HMA consulting practice. Are you ready to write your first ebook? If so, go get a free report at www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com. Elsom, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to HMA marketing consultants from all over the world. And I'm really glad I contacted you, and I'm glad I was able to find this archived presentation that you did on positioning yourself as the obvious expert. Can you briefly tell the HMA consultants why positioning yourself as the obvious expert and why they should listen to this presentation here that we're about to forward to them?
Well, Michael, the reality is that all of your consultants are experts in their own right, and they know that. But the world doesn't know that about them. And whatever their specialty is, they really want as huge an environment and network of people around them as possible to recognize that they are what we call, each of them is what we call the obvious expert in their own specialty, so that they will attract folks calling them on their niche. Now, by doing the areas that we discuss in the interview, starting with one, two, or three of them, there are a dozen different strategies, they will become known as the go-to person for whatever their specialty is. We have just found that being known that way and the potential of building an empire very quickly.
What does this mean for the consultant when they position themselves as the obvious expert in their consulting practice compared to out there hustling consulting projects and services?
All the difference in the world, because all of a sudden, instead of spending your time trying to market, you have people calling on you because you're recognized as the go-to expert. When you follow these strategies, people will start sharing your name around as the main person to go to accomplish whatever it is they want that you can help them do. I was where you are now. I was struggling, whatever I did, to market myself as a consultant after I got to California. I was passionate about what I was trying to get across. I was passionate about trying to help people, and it wasn't working until I got some help and literally found the way to change my consulting business. And you're about to hear my story step by step as to how I built it from zip to a very, very successful consulting business. I think you'll enjoy it.
So for the consultants listening now, we're going to take you right into Elson's story right now. Enjoy.
So many ways to get yourself positioned as the obvious expert without you having to brag about yourself. Just get out and do things, and people will realize that you are the expert, the obvious expert. Well, good evening, everybody, and good to be here as well, and thank you for joining the call. The topic tonight is how to position yourself as the obvious expert. And the reality is we all are expert at something. Many of us are experts in many different areas. But just because we are experts, or we have different kinds of expertise, that doesn't mean that others recognize that or know enough to give us a call or know enough to think of us, whatever that area is. So the goal is to find a way, or maybe multiple ways, to position yourself so that whatever your area of expertise, that your potential clients, your potential prospects, your potential buyers will, in fact, think of you as one of the first names that comes to mind, top of mind positioning, whatever it is. I first learned about this when I was teaching at California State University in Fresno, and I really wanted to add to my potential revenue by somehow becoming a consultant in the area I felt I was an expert in, which was at that time the area of testing and creating tests that students would feel good about taking, helping teachers create tests that would give the kind of information they needed and actually encourage, in a way, students to go forward with whatever area they were in. So testing and testing assessment was the arena that I thought I could make a serious contribution in. Then I was trying to market myself as a testing assessment, a testing creation consultant. And I did a beautiful brochure. It was a gorgeous brochure. It didn't have a beautiful, wonderful picture of me on it that just really got the word out about if school systems and school districts would get involved with understanding the whole testing process better, there would be more revenue potential for them from the federal government, from the state government, all possibilities. And I put out the brochure. I understood from some marketing books, hey, get the brochures out, really explaining who you are and what you're doing. And I spent some kind of serious money printing those brochures and mailing them out, several thousand dollars just to develop some kind of business, a side business to go along with the teaching business I was doing. And the results were so disappointing. I mean, thousands of dollars out, less than $1,000 in. When you do the math, this is not good. So I had to do other things. I was playing the organ at the Episcopal Church in order to raise more money to keep this marketing going. In fact, I sort of made the decision, all right, these brochures aren't working yet. Obviously, what I need to do is send out more brochures. You know the definition of insanity. Do the same thing again and expect a different result. That's the definition of insanity. So, anyway, not knowing any better, I same. At this point, I'm now doing magic shows with my son for kids' birthday parties to keep raising money, to keep doing marketing, trying to build this sidebar consulting business. Since it wasn't working, I happened to hear about a man by the name of Howard Shenson. Now, Howard Shenson had done a lot of research in the arena of building consulting practices, put out a number of programs. Then he happened to be teaching for the same university system I was, except he was in the Woodland Hills, California area. And I went down to visit him after making an appointment. And I showed him the brochure, and I explained to him, Mr. Shenson, what I need is, I need you to help me figure out what to do with this brochure so I can attract a number of clients so that I can earn extra revenue while I'm teaching. You don't get paid all that much as an adjunct teacher in any university. So it was desperately needed. Howard Jensen took a look at the brochure and said, well, we need to do something different than the brochure. And I said, Mr. Shenson, wait a minute. The problem is that I really need you to help me figure out what to do with the brochure so I can attract clients, get people in. I've been sending out a lot of them. We just haven't gotten hardly any response. And I need you to help me figure out what do we do with this brochure to get the response. And he once again said, we have to do something different than use this brochure. And I said, Mr. Shenson, I have a lot of these brochures still in my garage I need to use up. And he said the problem with using a brochure in this particular situation is that the people you are sending these brochures to, and in that case we were talking about superintendents, guidance counselors, board of education, various kinds of folks in the educational world that could conceivably use my services. And he explained that one of the problems we had was that sending these brochures out to these folks, each one of them, almost to a person, had a gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper happened to have a cylinder very near their desk. And what was happening to the brochures is that those brochures were finding their way into those cylinders called wastebaskets at the gatekeeper's desk. They weren't getting anywhere. Well, that did make some sense to me, but I didn't know what to do at that point, but he quickly followed up and said, let me ask you this question. Have you ever thought about writing a book? I said, well, yeah, I've thought about writing a book. And he said, well, when do you think you're going to write a book in this area that you're an expert in? I said, well, just as soon as I have all the information I possibly can gather in order to make this one of the best books ever in the whole area of testing and assessment. And Howard Shenson said, dead people don't write books, Elson. And there was a message there because I could wait forever until I finally had all the information that was possibly available in order to get a book written. And then what happened was he said, look, we have an appointment set for another week from now. And what I'd like you to consider doing is, well, first of all, putting together an outline of what this book might be all about. And then he asked, what specific area do you think you might write a book about that you've been doing some work in lately? And I shared with him that I'd been working with my daughter Beth on how to get a high score on the SATs, and that I'd been working on developing strategies for scoring higher on just that, Scholastic Aptitude Test. They said, that's it. Let's start there. And so what he suggested was, go ahead and create some notes on the specific strategies that you've come up with for getting higher scores on the math part, and then other strategies on the verbal section. Then create sample exercises for each of those, and then create a complete sample exam with annotated answers, and then put that into what we'll call a book. Now, what I'd like you to do, Elson, he said, is you're meeting with me 1 week from today. Take all the information you can gather about what you've been working on, put it down, and type it up, and bring it in to our next meeting. And I went on to explain, look, the problem is that I'm still teaching at the university. I have this job playing the organ at the church, and I still got some of these children's magic shows, birthday party shows I'm doing. And he said, look, is there any time you've ever really had to just immerse yourself in a project of some kind, really sort of get yourself so involved that it has to get done, and whatever it takes, you get it done.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Well, I said, yeah, I've gotten involved in that at one point along the way. He said, well, look, if you want to really get involved in consulting and start attracting attention and getting clients, you don't have a choice here. You have to do something. So here's the deal. If you want to come to the next appointment, if we're even to have another appointment, then I need you to go ahead and do this assignment before I see you next week. Or there's no point in our getting together again. Tough love. I mean, that's what it felt like, and that's what it was. But I went home with that idea in mind and went to work. And when I next got to see Mr. Shenson in his office, I noticed on the desk in front of him, there was a stack of sheets of paper, but actually it was more like index stock, I guess. And on the cover, on the top, and it said, Strategies for Scoring Higher on Your SAT by Elson Eldridge Jr., National Test Preparation Center. I said, what's that, National Test Preparation Center? He said, that's your new publishing company. Your new publishing company. And I was impressed by that. I handed over the pages I brought, about 200 pages, both sides, typewritten, electric typewriter. Remember, electric typewriters. And I had typed up exactly the kind of format that Howard Chanson had suggested. He took those pages with me, and we went to a copy shop, kind of like the Kinko's of its day. And he had printed 200 copies, both sides, of the pages I had brought to him. And then took me to another service bureau with what turned out to be the covers of the book, these index sheets I just mentioned. And he had those, I guess it's called perfect binding, wrapped around the pages which had been copied. And all of a sudden, I had in my hands a book. So this smelled like a book, felt like a book, was a book. A book, Strategies for Scoring Higher on the SAT. And I was impressed with the fact I had this book. And I guess I began wondering, okay, so there's a book now. This is important consideration right now. There was nothing new about me. There was nothing better about me. There was nothing more that I knew knowledge-wise with this book in my hand than there had been 3 months before. There was nothing different about my ability to consult or anything else. There was just this addition of a book. And a book that wasn't all that professional looking, but it was a book. I said, what do I do with this? And Howard Chanson said, here's my recommendation. You know the people you've been sending the brochures to. My recommendation is that you send this book out to each of them with a cover letter. First of all, inside the back flap of the book, go ahead and put a list of the consulting services you've got, and I'll get hold of you. Then put a cover letter that says, Dear Mr. Superintendent, Dear Mr. Guidance Counselor, Dear Principal, here is a copy of my latest book, How to Score Higher on Your SAT, which I believe will be of tremendous use to your teachers and students who are looking to score higher. I'm happy to send it to you with my compliments. Sincerely, Elson Elders Jr., Educational Consultant. Now, Mr. Shenson said, here's one thing people don't do when a book arrives. They do not throw it away. They don't throw it away. In other words, when the book arrives, it's likely to get into the hands of somebody who cares about the topic. And so I wound up using that book, if you will, as a new brochure. And when you have a book with your name on it and your expertise identified in the title, you are now what we call the obvious expert. The obvious expert. People now begin to recognize you as someone that knows a lot, perceivably, as whatever the topic is. I became known as the obvious expert, if you will, in the area of testing and assessment. It immediately changed my life in terms of beginning to get calls from potential clients, potential prospects. It was almost miraculous. So in a sense, I guess, I was using the book as my new brochure, if you think it that way, helping elevate the consciousness belief system of those who were receiving it, that I was the guy, I was the go-to person as far as testing and assessment goes. So I suggest to you that one of the areas that you might want to consider in order to position yourself as the obvious expert in whatever field you're in would be to write a book and self-publish the book, at least get it out there. Some people say, well, I don't know if I want to put a book with all that information that I have in it, because then people might not want to hire me because they'll have all the information in the book. And the reality of that particular situation is, and I often ask back, what is it that people don't want to do for themselves? And the answer actually is, most people don't want to do anything for themselves. And if they can find an expert that would do it for them, they will go ahead and hire the expert or get involved with the expert if they truly believe that that's the obvious expert. So that's part of the key. If you have a piece of paper in front of you, in fact, let me suggest you do get a piece of paper in front of you. I'm going to suggest you write some letters down on the left-hand side of the paper. And at the top of the page, the first letter I recommend is B. B. And let's just go through that. Get a piece of paper in front of you and leave some room on the left side of the paper, and we're going to come down with a dozen letters, the top letter being B. I'm going to go ahead and give you the rest of the letters. The next letter coming down on the left side is R. The next one is A. Follow that with an N. Follow that with a D. Keep coming down with I. Underneath I is N. Then underneath that is G. Underneath that is U. Keep coming down to with an N, then an O, and then W. Reading down, it says, branding you now. This is sort of like a dozen steps that will help anyone position themselves as the obvious expert. Positioning is important. Just being the expert, knowing you're the expert, isn't enough. You have to let people know. And you want to let people know in sort of a quiet way, not running around and saying, I am the expert. The more you can have people making that decision on their own, the more of an expert you actually appear to be, and actually the more of an expert you are. So right next to that letter B, write the word books, because that's sort of one of the areas. Creating a book, publishing a book, self-publishing a book, that's a very key part to getting yourself positioned as the obvious expert. People say, well, wait a minute, writing a book, I mean, a whole book, that's a lot of work. Yes, it is. So maybe you don't start with the book. Maybe you start thinking about what the book would have in it. Let's say you want to put 12 chapters, whatever your area of expertise is. What are the 12 problems that people have that you have a solution for that you could write about? What 12 chapters would be in your book? And just make a list. Make a list of what those 12 chapters would be, 1 through 12. And instead of starting with the book itself, because creating a whole book, well, it's a challenge, but let's sort of make that into a micro task instead. And think in terms of 12 different chapters, and instead of a whole book, what if chapter 1, whatever the title is, whatever the problem is that you're solving, create a report. A report that says whatever it is, again, with your name as the author. Now, putting out a 16 to 32 page report with your name on it, that also positions you as what? As the obvious expert. Now, if you were to do 16 page, 32 page report, what if you did one by one? Let's say you set yourself a goal of doing one report a week. Take longer. Do one report a month. Let's use the one report a month concept. At the end of 12 months, having done 12 reports and mailing them out or having them available online or having them available to your clients, with those 12 reports, at the end of that time frame, you have what? You now have the contents of your first book. That's a very, very negotiable way in your own life to make this happen. And every time we present this particular program, we usually get with of copies of the book they have now created. So consider doing that. By the way, you know the R, the second R, after B, you got an R? Write reports next to that. Okay, so report sounds like it's too much of a challenge right now. Could you do a short article, a brief article? Now we're going to take each chapter and let's break that into two or three topics. Two or three problems you can write about with a solution. Those articles can now be sent into journals, trade journals, magazines, or published in your own e-zine, making these articles available. Out of these articles, the articles become a report. Let's say three or four articles become a report. 12 reports become a book. So A stands for articles. Now, how do you get articles into print? You can either print them yourself and send them out to clients, prospects, put them into your own e-zine, send them out for printing in other e-zines, get them into the world with your contact information at the bottom, once again positioning yourself as the expert in the specific arena you are trying to get business in. After I had the books, leaving Howard Jensen's office, I was back in the car driving back toward Fresno, and he had said, the next thing I'd like you to do is go ahead and put out a newsletter in the whole testing and assessment area and send the newsletter out to the same prospects that you've had before, the people you want to have as clients. These days, a newsletter or an e-zine. Oh, I'm going to go back to the book for a minute. E-books are fine. Books, trade books, are better in terms of positioning yourself as the obvious expert. And now that there is print on demand, you can print a book at a time for $5 or $6, one by one. There are companies now that will print and ship it for you for under $10. So you don't have to print 1,000 or 500 books to have a trade book printed out, sent out, looking beautiful, with your title and your name on it. Back to the newsletter. Howard Jensen said, I'd like you to put together a newsletter on testing and on assessment. And I said, well, okay, how often should I send it out? He said, well, that's up to you, but go ahead and send it out as often as you'd like. And so I created this first newsletter on testing and assessment and sent it out, compliments of myself, and once again, if you write a book, you're the obvious expert. If you write reports, you're the obvious expert. If your name is identified with articles, you're the obvious expert. If your name is identified as the editor or publisher or author within a newsletter, you're the obvious expert about whatever your area is. And so I started sending out these newsletters to the same prospects. I made one error, and that was I indicated that the newsletters would be coming out monthly. And about 2 months later, I received a couple of letters asking when they were going to get their second newsletter. What had happened in the interim is that I had begun getting business. I began having to do some consulting. It was working, and I had let things get ahead of me, and I had not kept up with getting the next issue of the newsletter out. And that was a lesson to me. In other words, when you make a promise, you got to keep the promise. And I hadn't been able to. I quickly sent out a notification how we were making the newsletter larger. We're going to be issuing it every quarter at that point. So, advice, when you put out a newsletter, or these days an e-zine, didn't have e-zines when I was doing this, however you put it out, don't overpromise. Don't say it's going to be monthly if it's going to be quarterly. Don't say it's going to be weekly if it's going to be monthly. Or my accountant puts out a newsletter, and he basically has at the top of it, this newsletter will be sent out to all of our clients on an irregular basis. Don't even have to make a promise, but whatever you put in there, stay on top of it. Another quick tip on this, as you put out newsletters, if you put out a physical newsletter, that is, as opposed to an e-zine, put out a physical newsletter, three-hole punch it. That increases the retention value of the newsletters by 15% because they think they're supposed to hold on to it, keep it. Okay, so we have books, we have reports, we have articles, and we have newsletters. Once I left the office again, having been back to see Mr. Jensen, he gave me the next piece of advice, and that was that I should get involved in doing lectures and talks for service clubs. Service clubs being like Lions, Kiwanis, Zonta, Rotary. those are service clubs. And he said, why don't you go ahead and put together some kind of lecture that you could offer the service clubs, because it's a win-win situation. When you can do lectures for the service clubs, even though they're for free, you get to see anywhere from 25 to 100, sometimes as many as 200 people in an audience, where you become known as the obvious expert because you're the person delivering a talk on the area of your expertise. So as I got back into the Fresno area, I all of a sudden saw this big billboard on the side of the road. It basically said, welcome to Fresno. And there were 12 different icons on this billboard talking about the different service clubs and where they were held and when they were held and what day they were held. So I pulled over to the side of the road. And I wrote down the name of each club and where the club meeting was. It even said what restaurant the meetings were being held in. When I got back to the house, I sat down and started trying to figure out, how do I do this next? What do I do now? And I called the restaurants that their meetings were held at, and I asked, tell me how I get hold of whoever's in charge of the Rotary Club meetings you have there on Tuesday afternoons. They gave me a contact person, told me how to do that. And I started calling, and usually they were the presidents of the clubs or the vice presidents of the club, and I started calling these people. They said, hi, my name is Elson Eldridge Jr., and I've been working on a new lecture just for Rotary Clubs, and the title of it is How to Succeed at Every Test You Take in Life. Well, that was a very interesting experience for me because I discovered that they were interested in having almost anyone that's seen come to talk. And some of them said, well, can you send me any information, any literature on it? I said, absolutely. And in my own mind, I'm thinking just as soon as I pull it together and create it, I'll send it to you. A couple of the clubs were no longer there. They had sort of merged into other clubs. One of the club people said, can you do the lecture next week? And I have to explain, when I was talking to the presidents don't usually handle the booking of the lectures, the booking whatever's going to happen at the meeting. They sent me on to the program chairperson of the month or of that particular time frame. And so I was able to call the program chairperson and say, your president asked me to give you a call about this particular new talk that's being introduced to the Rotary Club or the Kiwanis Club or the Lions Club, whatever the club was I was talking to. Program chairperson says, can you do it next week? I don't have anyone there. I said, let me check my book. I went and looked at the book, of course. I knew it was wide open. I then had to, in my mind, put together, how am I going to do this? I, of course, came back on the phone, yes, of course we can do it. And, you know, sometimes you just sort of put your back against the wall to do what you need to do in sometimes an impossible time frame. And that's exactly what happened. This was one of the most incredible ways when one is trying to build a local business. Not necessarily just a local business, we'll go on to that in a minute. But when you try to build a local business, one of the fastest ways to get known as the obvious expert is to get out into the world of meetings where people invite you to be a speaker. And the investment of time is doing the talk. And now there's an important piece of additional information you need in order to make this work as well as possible. Number one, you need a really good title for whatever the talk is going to be, so that the members of the club are going to want to attend the meeting and hear you. Number two, you need to have an introduction card for yourself that is not modest at all, where you are introduced as the expert in whatever your field is, so that as the chairperson reads the introduction card, the people who are in the audience get to understand that you are the main person in this particular area of expertise. The first talk I did, I didn't know that, the chairperson got up and said, and now let me introduce Elson Eldridge. Nothing. Flat. And I got up and did my dance and did my talk. But I learned the very valuable lesson from that particular experience. Take a card that explains to the chairperson in an announcement format what he can say to introduce me. Word for word. The next piece, we need a great title, we need an introduction card, and then I recommend you also have what I call a bait piece, B-A-I-T, a bait piece. Bait piece, and that is, think of it in your mind, an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper folded in half, and on the front half, the title of your talk. And then if you open it up, you've now got page 2 and 3 in like a folder. And on pages 2 and 3, I recommend you would have an outline of your talk, leaving blank spaces for people to fill in words, have some of the words in place, and then blank spaces for people to fill in some of the words so that they want to keep it. They will keep it. It will increase its retention time for you. And then on the back page, which we will say is page 4, all your contact information and possibly a free report, a way to reach you, a way to get your e-zine, a way to get a free tape, whatever you want to give away, making sure that they have a reason to want to get in touch with you. The advantage of their having this bait piece with their having written on it as opposed to a calling card or as compared to a brochure is with their having participated in creating it, far more likely they'll hold on to it and be able to find it when they think of you and need your expertise in whatever way it might come to pass in the future. Discovered it changed 1% response to 14% response once I moved over to having the bait piece. By the way, we have books, we have reports, we have articles, we have newsletters, and you're probably wondering what that D is. D is delivering lectures. Delivering lectures or talks. Now, back when we were doing this information before, we didn't have the Internet. I've added the Internet as the I because there's so many possibilities on the Internet in terms of what you can do, obviously. That makes you the obvious expert. The more information you have available in important ways, then you're the obvious expert. People can see you as the obvious expert, and that's another important piece. The N stands for networking. Networking. And that means getting out and having people know who you are, helping other people get business, letting people not only know who you are, but as you help other people get business, they'll remember that you helped get them business. The G is for giving. Giving back to the community. The more you prosper, the more you want to give back. It just works out that way. The more you give back to the community, to your universe, the more will come your way. Next is the U. U stands for USP. USP. Unique sales proposition. You need to stand out. You need to differentiate yourself. Whatever position you are as an expert, and you've had many discussions about this already, you need to create your own positioning so that you're different than the other expert who is in the same business you're in. Next letter is N for newspapers, and in parentheses you might want to write the word media. Get the word out. Send out press releases about everything you do. If you have a new client come aboard, if you write a new book, if you send out a new report, if you start publishing a newsletter, send out to the media information about everything you do. When you're mentioned in the media, every time somebody sees you, you become known as the obvious expert. If the lines were open, I would at this point say, what are we? We're the obvious expert. Somebody said to me, well, everything I send out like that get published? Well, no, of course not. Everything doesn't get published. But if you don't send anything out, nothing gets printed or put on the radio or on TV. And you want to get as many interviews on the radio and the TV in your area of expertise as well. The O stands for organizations. Our strategy here is to suggest you join some specific organizations, especially where your potential clients come to see or other people that are in your same specialty are also members, so that you can help refer to each other potential clients. Now, in order to be known as the obvious expert as regards being a member of an organization, then what you want to do is get involved. Get involved. Take a leadership role. Ask how you can help. Whatever you can do to help in the organization, you will now become known to the other members. The more you do in that particular area, the more of an obvious expert you are positioned. And then we have workshops and seminars.
Are you ready to write your first ebook? If so, go get a free report at www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com.
Whoever is leading a seminar, whoever is leading a workshop, whoever is in the front of the room is what? is the obvious expert. When you send out a brochure with your seminar indicating that you're leading the seminar, well, what are you at that point? You are the obvious expert. Sometimes in one of the traveling seminars we do, when we're talking about positioning yourself as the obvious expert or how to become a consultant, those are two seminars we travel with, and I'll stop at one point and say, who in the room, let's say I've got 40 people in the room, who in the room would like to make $10,000 in one day and let's say 4 or 5 weeks from now? Well, almost everybody puts their hand up in the room. And of course, because that sounds good. Well, if you think about it, if you can get a certain number of people to attend a seminar, and let's say you charge $95 for that seminar, how many people do you need to get in the room to make $10,000? Maybe it's $5,000. Maybe it's $1,000. Whatever it is you set as a goal, you can get people in a room without spending too much money in marketing these days and without spending too much money in fulfillment, that is, in terms of renting a room. You can also do this in conjunction with organizations like the Learning Annex or the Knowledge Shop or community colleges where they will do the promotion for you and split the revenue with you. The advantage from a marketing point of view and from a revenue point of view is when you're doing a seminar or a workshop and you are perceived as and deliver the goods as the obvious expert, then that also gives you the opportunity to bring to the party audio tapes you've created, the book you've already written. And by the way, when I talked about books before and reports and articles, well, those all translate to audio tapes and videotapes as a potential product as well. When you're talking about books, reports, articles, newsletters, delivering lectures, going on the internet, networking, giving, USB, newspapers, organizations, workshops and seminars, the more of those that you put in play, the more you are positioned as the obvious expert. A friend of ours, Doug Hall, wrote a book, one of the best books of marketing that I think that's out there. And I asked Doug Hall, if you were to recognize that somebody was an obvious expert, what would you take into consideration as your beliefs in your belief system that this person indeed is the obvious expert? Doug Hall said, I think what I would look at is if they have a body of work. If they have a body of work. Think about that in conjunction with what I've just said. Doug Hall wrote the book called Jumpstart Your Business Brain. My recommendation, therefore, is a body of work. Looking at the various things we've talked about, much of that applies. Become the obvious expert by doing as many of these particular items as you can comfortably begin. And it doesn't matter what you start with. Just start with something and position yourself as the obvious expert. If you'll go to obviousexpert.com/free, word free, F-R-E-E. There is a short report on the obvious expert itself, and that's O-B-V-I-O-U-S, expert, EXPERT.com/free. I recently put out a book called How to Position Yourself as the Obvious Expert, and you'll see what that book is all about when you go to obviousexpert.com/free. I want to give you a quick idea. If you want to create a book and you want to get a number of other people to help you get the book done, I found kind of an interesting way when I created this book to accomplish more involvement than I ever expected I could get. And so How to Position Yourself as the Obvious Expert happens to have 150 incredible contributors to this book, 150 true experts who gave me anecdotes and stories and more ideas for each chapter. There's 12 chapters in the book. And it was really good that this happened because just as I was getting down trying to finish up the book, I had a stroke, literally a stroke. Fortunately, a small stroke, but a stroke nonetheless. That slowed me down for a little while, as you can imagine. And if you want to see how I got other people involved, you might want to take a look at obviousexpert.com/submit, S-U-B-M-I-T. And you'll see the strategy I used in order to invite people to contribute to that book. And I give it to you just as another idea, as a way to get, hey, if you can't get the book out soon enough or you want to get other people involved in working with you, then that is one technique to make things go faster. Another way to position yourself as the obvious expert is to find another expert to write a book with. For instance, I did a book in conjunction with the great Dan Kennedy. In the world of marketing, no one greater. and a book on how to build a six-figure consulting practice by Dan Kennedy and Elson Otis Jr. I am positioned, what, as an obvious expert? Because I am tied into Dan Kennedy because we did the book together. So many ways to get yourself positioned as the obvious expert without you having to brag about yourself. Just get out and do things, and people will realize that you are the expert, the obvious expert.
Feel free to head over to www.obvious-expert.com.
Are you ready to write your first ebook? If so, go get a free report at www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com. KillerEbookCoach.com. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter, you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later, all from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips H as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA group training video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA SMA University, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 Top Money-Making Headlines. How to Up Your Profits in a Down Economy, 114 Tips and Techniques and Tactics to Kickstart Your Cash Flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets. How to Attract More New Business with a Riveting Ad that Captures Immediate Attention. How to Use Brochures to Grow Your Business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this Super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself but not by yourself. By that I mean when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step, exactly the way Richard teaches, and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice, to take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.